Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Happy Sunday if you are listening to this on a Sunday. If not, then I hope that you are having a good day, whatever you're listening to this. Hopefully your weekend has been well, you've enjoyed it, you've had good times with friends, family, or even a great time by yourself, because spending time by yourself is very important as well. My weekend, it has been pretty well, pretty okay, you know, just the usual weekend of relaxing, chilling back, everything of the sort. So hopefully yours has been pretty good as well. Hopefully the previous week was good and work has been okay, because work can be so stressful, as with life in general. But hopefully it has been pretty okay, and hopefully this week coming up will be good and work won't be stressful, life won't be too much stressful, you won't have too much going on. Fingers crossed for you guys. Fingers crossed for honestly all of us, because life is just so hectic and crazy, and we're always running around trying to do things, and there's always something to do. At least it feels that way. It feels like there's just always something to do, especially as you get older. Honestly, even as teenagers these days, they seem to be all about the hustle and the grind and everything. Like, my issue as a teenager was going to the mall and going to the movies and getting home at a decent time, I guess. Like, that was my only issue. Like, but teenagers these days, their issue is trying to like get the next hustle, and they're opening their business and everything, so they have just as much stuff going on just as we do, it seems like, but just as adults do, it seems like. But regardless, you know, there's just always something to do. There's so much going on. There's work, there's school if you're in school. It's just, it's so much, and there's so much that just like, it seems like it just clouds our life, and it's just, you forget to take a moment and to step back with so much going on and with life being so hectic and just things happening left and right. You kind of forget to kind of take a step back, and it seems like life becomes like the house of a hoarder. Like, you know, when, if you ever watch that show Hoarders, they have so much stuff that they buy and it's trash and everything, and they never throw it away, they never organize it. It's just so much in there that there's so much crowded all the way practically to the ceilings. Like, you have to climb over stuff like you're climbing mountains. That's how life can get. It's just so much stuff going on, and it's just crowded to the top. It's like, at this point, you're kind of going with the motions, and you don't even know if you're living life. If, like, you don't even know what's happening around you. It's just, it's technology, it's work, it's everything. And so, you know, July, I think around July, it was National Simplicity Day, and I wrote a blog post about 5 ways to simplify your life. And you know, we all could use those tips on just how to simplify our life, because life will get hectic. If it's not hectic right now for you, like, good job, I'm so happy for you, because life is just, it's crazy. So if you have a moment where life isn't hectic for you right now, like, I'm actually so happy for you. But we all have moments where life just gets so hectic and it gets so crazy. And, you know, it's also, you kind of get into this routine where it's like, you get used to being on your phone all the time, especially if you're a content creator like me, where you mostly do things on your phone or on your computer. Like, you get used to being on your phone all the time. Or if you're such a boss person, like, you probably wake up, barely eat breakfast, and maybe grab a cup of coffee or tea or something, maybe a breakfast bar, grab it, grab your your laptop or whatever, grab your keys, get out the door. Like, and that's just the routine. And it's so much of a routine that you're just so used to it and you don't realize that you've never taken the time to slow down or anything. And even when life is getting hectic and you're saying to yourself, I really need to let go of this. I have so much on me and I just want to live a simpler life. You might be so used to the hecticness of everything that you don't know how to simplify your life. Or maybe you don't even realize that there is something that's making your life so crazy. You don't even realize what it is and you're trying to figure out what it is that I need to do to simplify it. So today I am giving you guys 5 ways that you can simplify your life and hopefully it helps. And if you prefer to listen than read, then this episode is great for you if you know you didn't want to read the blog post or you're just not a reader, because some people are literally just not readers. Some people rather listen, or some people like both options. So the first way to simplify your life is to cut down on technology. So I just brought up technology and how we're always so used to being on our phones and everything. Well, take a moment to place your phone down. I know that's hard, especially again, for me as someone who's a content creator, it can be hard. It can literally be so hard, especially when we're in this mindset to automatically check our phones and see what we miss when we first wake up. It can be so hard to not automatically want to look at your phone, especially if you have FOMO and you're like, I need to see what went on Twitter, what went on Instagram, who posted, who did what jokes did I miss, all of that. It can be so hard to disconnect from the world for a little bit and to just, you know, hone in on you and yourself and what's going on in your space. But you need to stay away from that for a little bit, because technology can be, it can be an issue too. It can cause problems, especially when, I know for me, I will go down a rabbit hole when it comes to comments. Like I talked about this before, I will see a popular tweet and then I'll just go crazy going through comments, and then I'll see foolishness on the comments because Twitter is all about the foolishness. So I will see foolishness in the comments and I'll literally start getting angry or annoyed, even though they're not towards me, but it's just the sheer stupidity, just constantly reading the sheer stupidity. It kind of gets me annoyed, you know? So it's a good idea to just kind of cut down on technology as much as you can. You know, don't go on it when you first wake up. Don't head for it as the first thing in your day. Just spend time with yourself. Maybe have a moment, even just an hour a day, where you're just not on your phone or on your laptop or even watching TV. Just take a moment to step back and to just hone in on something else that doesn't have you staring at a screen, it has your eyes burning. You know, just go out and live life and do something that doesn't involve being deep in this technological world. So number 2, which goes great with number 1, is to read more books. So as I said, even just taking an hour away from technology, during that hour, you can read more books. And this is, I'm really talking to myself, because I have all of these books. I have a shelf filled with books. I have a nightstand filled with books because I love books. I love reading, or I guess nowadays it's like I love the idea of reading, but I used to love reading, and then we got the internet and reading has just not seemed to be a priority for a very long time, even though I still love it. I still love to buy books. I love poetry books and self-help books and everything like that. But I don't know. Like I said, when you're in this, I don't know, you're in this routine where it's just like you automatically have to grab your phone, or it's like, I have time to read a book. Ooh, but I could, you know, watch videos on TikTok. You know, it's bad. It's like a bad habit and it's not good for you or your eyes, because I know your eyes are burning constantly looking on screens all day. You know, and it's not good for your brain either. You should take time to read more books. And for me, I love a good physical book. I love the paper book. I love to hold the book in my hands. And I challenge people to try that more. I know there are people who are like me, but there are also people now who prefer like Kindles and prefer eBooks. Honestly, try a paper book, because again, like that's still staring at a screen. Even though you are reading a book, it's still staring at a screen. Like, maybe try a physical book every once in a while, because I think those are really great. And you can learn something new by reading. You can go into a whole different world, because I love fiction. You know, take yourself into another place, another time, you know, away from all the craziness of this world, and go to a more fun, maybe less hectic world that a book can provide for you. So number three is to enjoy more moments in nature. And I need to do this myself, because honestly, I don't like nature. I don't like being outside like that. I hate the bugs. I hate all of that. If you tell me, like, let's go to a park, I might be a little iffy about it. Like, do not ask for me to go on a hike. Don't. I'm not the hiking buddy. I'm not the friend that you call to, like, do outside adventures with. That is not me. However, when I was trying to be a little bit more active, which I still need to work on that, I did like to go to walks at the park here and there. And it's really nice. You get the sights and everything. Honestly, you should definitely enjoy more moments in nature. Go outside, get some fresh air, hear the birds, look at all the beauty around you that's free. With everything going up so high and so many things costing money, things that shouldn't even cost money, costing money now, things that should be cheaper literally cost like a whole payment. Like, it costs an arm and a leg just to pay for it now. Gas, hello. Like, take time to enjoy something that's free, that's right in front of you. Take time to just stand still and just inhale the beauty that's around you and let life slow down for a moment. And you don't have to even do this every single day, but especially when you're starting to feel like life is getting crazy, take a moment to simplify just for that moment, even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes, just to simplify your life just for those 5 to 10 minutes. It's something different, and it can be calming and peaceful, and you can even bring a friend if you want. Simplify life together, enjoy the little moment together, because life is just crazy and hectic, and sometimes we all need to take that moment to just slow down, close our eyes, you know, open our ears, and just listen to the beauty of life that surrounds us while we're, you know, things that we're usually too busy to even acknowledge. You know, it's important to acknowledge those things in life. So number four is to declutter your space. That's so important. And twice a year, I love to do a deep clean. And even though I literally, you guys, confession, I hate cleaning. I really do. It's just, I know people find the, I don't know, peace in it. I don't. It's so much. And it's just, it's so much. And though I don't really like cleaning, I do, however, I like a clean space. I love the after effects that cleaning gives me. The smell of, you know, when you freshly spray the Febreze and you have your candle and everything, that feeling, it's like a rejuvenating feeling of having a clean space and everything just looks so nice and neat. Like, I love the after feeling, but during cleaning, oh, I hate it. Don't bother me. Nothing. Like, stay out of the way, because I'm probably upset and annoyed, because I do not like it. But when you declutter your space, it's just, it's something that, it's just so amazing. And if you are trying to simplify your life, this is a great way to go through your closets, your dressers, go through those little messy drawers, those like random drawers I know everybody has to have, where you just put whatever in there, like nothing actually goes there, yet it still seems to be a place where specific things go at the same time. Go through those spaces, see what you don't need, and clear it out. Get rid of those shoes, those clothes, whatever you have that you haven't worn in like 5 years, but you keep holding on to. Get rid of that stuff. Get rid of things. Some people probably still have things from like their exes just because they never threw it away. Throw it away. Get rid of it. You're not with your ex anymore. Get rid of it. Get rid of all the stuff that you just don't need, and simplify your life. Clear out things. Clear out your space. It's so important to keep your space decluttered and clear, because this is where you live. This is your place. And for a lot of people, if you don't have your own office somewhere else, if you're a content creator, if you just work from home, you know, this is like your work area too. Like, you live here and you work here. You want to make sure that you have a space that is appropriate for that you can also think and be creative, and you know, that you can have your moments where when you need to be in the zone, you can be in the zone. And when you also need to chill and relax, that you feel like you can do that. So it's important to do that, because if it's cloudy, like I said before with like hoarders, like if it's so cloudy, you know, how can you relax? How can you feel calm when you need to? You know, it's like, if everything is just cluttered and a mess, it's almost like you have to be in a fight or flight moment like every second. So declutter your space, get rid of that. And I swear it's like a breath of fresh air. And I know, because I feel it every time I do a deep clean. Like I feel that even with my little weekly cleans, I feel that. But with the deep clean, especially because I'm really getting into like the little crevices and everything, it feels amazing. And number five, the last point, is to rid yourself of anything or anyone that no longer serves you. This one is so important. And this is what I meant earlier when I said there might be something and you don't realize what it is that's making your life seem so crazy and hectic and cloudy and, you know, everything like that. You could have someone or something in your life that's just not meant to be there. And, you know, it can kind of blindside us, like we don't realize it. But once we do, that's your time to take the moment to be like, hey, I don't know if I should keep this person in my life. And you have to take action at that moment. You have to make the choice to either keep whatever it is that's holding you back, that's keeping your life cloudy and hectic and crazy, that's keeping you from having the simple life that you want. And it sucks to hear that there are people in our lives that are like that, because sometimes they're the ones that are closest to us, like our friends or our family. But sometimes, you know, unfortunately, that's the case. Sometimes you have to realize that you can't let them stay in your life and you can't stay in theirs for that reason, because at the end of the day, you have to think about you and you have to put yourself as a priority. And you shouldn't want people in your life anyway that's making it so hard. And sometimes it's just their personality. Sometimes people's personality might just be a little too much, and maybe you don't even have to fully take them out of their lives. Like if they're not doing anything wrong yet, but their personality is just, it's a lot to handle. Sometimes maybe you just have to not hang out as much, you know, set boundaries, something that just kind of, you know, keeps you from having to constantly deal with that, because some people's personalities are just too much, and that's okay. Not everyone can mix with each other's personalities, you know, that's just the life of in a world with people with different personalities. That's just how it works. But whatever you have to do, you know, sometimes you just have to rid yourself and give yourself space of whoever or whatever that's no longer serving you, that's no longer serving a purpose, that's no longer being helpful, you know, that's no longer benefiting you as you may be benefiting them. There are some people that you're benefiting them, but you have to take a second and step back. Like, is this one-sided? Sometimes you have to ask yourself that, is this relationship? And relationship means friendship, family, or even with a spouse, a partner. You know, you have to take a step back and think, like, is this relationship benefiting me, or am I just pouring into them and they're just draining me for everything I have? And that's important to step back and ask yourself, because sometimes we wonder, what is going on? Why is everything crazy? Why, you know, do I feel so exhausted? And all this time, this person who's in your life, they're draining the life out of you. So you have to take a moment and think about that. And once you've figured it out, now you have to see what's next. And sometimes what's next is getting rid of, you know, that person or that thing that's draining you, which it's important. That's what you have to do. Then that's what you have to do. But that is all for today. Hopefully these helped you. And if you are trying to simplify your life, then hopefully these five ways are helpful for you and you can go on to just having a more simple life, even if it's just a simple 10 minutes every day, because sometimes we just can't help what life throws at us. But I hope that these help you in some kind of way. But have a great weekend or a great week whenever you listen to this. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPD Podcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.